welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
FTC and Unfair Trade Practices Alert. Still not easy being green. FTC proposes revised guidance on marketing green products and services. On October 6, 2010, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, proposed changes to its guides for the use of environmental marketing claims, commonly called the Green Guides. The FTC's guidance to companies marketing their products or services as green or otherwise environmentally friendly. The Green Guide set forth the FTC's enforcement views and priorities on environmental marketing claims. Given the recent enforcement focus on such claims, any company making or considering green claims about its products or services should become familiar with the FTC's proposed new guidelines, public comment on which is being solicited through December 10th of this year. Background. The FTC issued the first green guides in 1992 to assist marketers in avoiding misleading environmental claims that would violate Section 5 of the FTC Act. The green guides have been revised twice since then, the latest version having been issued in 1998. The current green guides provide advice on general principles applicable to all environmental marketing claims, how consumers are likely to interpret particular claims and how those claims can be substantiated by marketers, how marketers can qualify their environmental claims to avoid deceiving consumers. The current guides, moreover, provide specific guidance to marketers on how to use the following seven terms or concepts: 1. Degradable, biodegradable, photodegradable; 2. Compostable; 3. Recyclable; 4. Recycled content; 5. Source reduction; 6. Refillable; and 7. Ozone safe and ozone friendly. Given dynamic changes in green marketing since 1998, however, the FTC in 2007 began a processing of assessing the effectiveness of the guides. After an extensive public comment period, three-day-long workshops, and an FTC Commission consumer perception study, the FTC on October 6, 2010, issued an extensive Federal Register notice setting forth proposed revised guides and requesting additional public comment. The changes to the green guides proposed by the FTC would further revise the guidance offered on the seven previously identified types of environmental claims, provide more complete advice on environmental certifications and seals and free of and non-toxic claims, and add new categories of guidance for claims of renewable materials, renewable energy, and carbon offsets. The FTC, however, declined to provide specific advice with regard to claims that a product is sustainable and organic and or natural. The proposed revisions. Highlights of important changes or clarifications of topics in the current guides include general environmental benefit. Broad claims of environmental benefit are disfavored, and the revisions to the guidelines effectively ban unqualified general environmental benefit claims. The FTC notes that consumers interpret such claims to promise wide-ranging environmental benefits, and that unqualified general environmental marketing claims remain very difficult, if not impossible, to substantiate. This position differs from the existing guidance, which allowed unqualified claims if the marketer could substantiate all express and implied claims. General claims that are limited to certain benefits or attributes can be made if properly substantiated and qualifications are clear and prominent. The FTC, however, further noted that it is concerned about attribute-specific qualifications if the effect of the attribute did not provide a net environmental benefit. It has requested comment on this issue. Certifications and seals of approval. The FTC notes that the use of independent third-party certifications and seals, as well as self-certified programs, is an increasingly popular marketing technique. While such programs can provide important and valuable information to consumers, companies will need to take care when using such tools. The proposed revisions, for example, clarify that the use of third-party certifications and seals are endorsements covered by the FTC's endorsement guides, and marketers should disclose to consumers all material relationships with their certifying body. Marketers also have to be careful in avoiding seals or certifications that appear to overpromise on environmental benefits. For example, the proposed guides recommend that marketers limit clearly a certification or seal to a particular attribute for which the marketer has substantiating evidence. Similarly, the new advice notes that a marketer has an obligation to substantiate all conveyed claims, even if those claims are certified by a third party. Degradable. The FTC has challenged degradable claims more than any other specific claim covered by the current guides. In light of this enforcement history, the proposed revisions would impose a bright-line rule that general degradable claims concerning solid waste products destined for landfills, incinerators, or recycling facilities should only be used when the entire product or package will completely break down within 1 year of customary disposal, as opposed to within a reasonably short period of time. Appropriately qualified solid waste claims, however, can continue to be used, taking into account the package's ability to degrade when disposed of in a customary manner. Regarding liquid waste, the FTC has asked for additional comments on whether it should provide additional specificity for unqualified degradability claims. Compostable. Having received few comments on the current advice on compostable claims, the FTC proposes few changes to its current advice. The proposed revisions, for example, clarify that an unqualified compostable claim should only be made when the product or package will break down in approximately the same time as the materials with which it is composted. Ozone safe, ozone friendly. The proposed revisions make minor changes to the examples concerning ozone-safe, ozone-friendly claims to harmonize examples with changes in regulations concerning ozone-depleting chemicals. Recyclable. Following the approach of the current green guides, the revisions will continue to require marketers to take great care in making recyclable claims. FTC guidance focuses upon whether particular materials or packaging that is theoretically recyclable will in fact be recycled. That is, marketers should only make an unqualified claim of recyclable only if a substantial majority of consumers have access to recycling facilities. Moreover, the FTC asks for additional comments on whether the guide should formally quantify the substantial threshold. The FTC also proposes additional advice in situations where recycling opportunities are much more limited. A marketer, for example, should qualify a recyclable claim if a significant percentage of consumers have access to recycling facilities, e.g., package may not be recyclable in your area, or if less than a significant percentage of consumers' communities have access to recycling facilities, e.g., product is recyclable only in the few communities that have recycling programs. Recycled. Another area of confusion for marketers has been recycled content claims. The proposed revisions provide additional guidance on pre-consumer recycled content claims, the distinction between pre- and post-consumer waste, and the appropriate method for calculating recycled content. Free of, non-toxic. The proposed revisions expand the current section concerning free of claims, noting that claims that an item is free of a substance may be deceptive if the item has substances that pose the same or similar environmental risk as the absent substance. Similarly, the revisions point out that a free of claim may be deceptive if the substance has never been associated with the product category. The proposed revisions allow certain free of claims when an item contains a de minimis amount of a substance. The proposed revisions note that a non-toxic claim likely conveys that an item is non-toxic both for humans and generally the environment. The proposed new guidance. The proposed revisions also add advice on three additional categories of green claims. Made with renewable materials. The proposed changes add guidance for marketers making or considering claims of made with renewable materials. These new sections guide marketers to qualify such claims with specific information about the renewable material, including what it is, how it is sourced, and why it is renewable. The proposed revisions also guide marketers to qualify renewable material claims if the item is not made entirely with renewable materials. Made with renewable energy. The proposed changes add guidance to marketers making or considering claims of made with renewable energy. These new sections guide marketers not to make unqualified renewable energy claims if the power used to manufacture any part of an item was derived from fossil fuels. The proposed revisions also guide marketers to qualify renewable energy claims by specifying the source of renewable energy. Carbon offsets. The issue of carbon offsets is technically complex. Accordingly, the proposed changes direct marketers to use competent and reliable scientific evidence to support carbon offset claims and to use appropriate accounting methods. These proposed revisions also guide marketers to disclose if the emission reductions will not occur for 2 years or longer. The proposed revisions guide marketers not to advertise a carbon offset if the basis of that offset is already required by law. Impact. The FTC's proposed revised green guides concern all environmental marketing claims with special focus on 10 types of common environmental claims and will affect all marketers making or considering environmental claims about their products if the changes are adopted by the FTC. The FTC is accepting comments on the proposed changes until December 10, 2010.
2010, Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party